We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Mem Beis Sivov. Kim Shkol HaNeis HaYidei Yayin, since the entire Neis that happened by Purim happened through wine, Vashti Nitra Dem Mishta Yayin, Vashti ultimately was eliminated because of what happened at the feast where wine was served, the Ba'a Esther Mekayman, that's how Esther took her place. V'kein Inyan Haman, Umba Palosah HaYidei HaYayin, Haman's downfall also came through wine. That's why Chazal taught us that in Purim one should get intoxicated. And many Rishonim seem to say that this halacha is strictly wine. Other beverage that intoxicate would not have the same halacha. There are Paiskim that say that anything intoxicating is the same. Ramru, as Chazal teach us, Chayiv Inishl of Sumi Vipurya, one should become intoxicated ad the layada until he's not aware. The difference between Arah Haman Lebarach Mordechai, cursed as Haman, blessed as Mordechai. Lefox Yishti Yosim Ergeloi, the best, or at least one should drink more than he's accustomed to. Today, Liskres and Esa Godel, to commemorate the great miracle. V'yishan, and then he'll fall asleep. And because he falls asleep, in a day he won't be aware ben Araham Labarak Madchai. Ulam, Mishu Khalish Bativai, if somebody is weak, became Mishu Day Batma Shade Ken Yizalza Khaswasham Bayza Mitzvah, if because he drinks a Khaswasham act appropriately or not fulfill a mitzvah properly, but bracha not say bracha properly, a betfila, not daven properly, oya shava chasusham kal sroish, or he'll come to act inappropriately. Mutav shloi l'staker, it's better not to get drunk. We always have to do what's right. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the proper thing is just to drink and fall asleep, but chas v'shalom, not to get drunk. That's not the way of Jews. Siv zayin ha'ovel afil tach shiva, an ovel even during the shiva, chayiv mitainus levyonim, is chayiv in the mitzvah of Matanus of Yonim, the Gamla Shlach Manus Lareu, he also has to send Shalach Manus. Makamakam Yishlach Dovish at Simcha. When he's sending, he shouldn't say something which is something that represents Simcha. Avala Oval, to an Oval, ain't Shalach Manus, we don't send Shalach Manus. Kol Shneim of Sechodish, even the whole 12 months on Oval on appearance. Afil Dovish and Ashat Simcha, even it's not something that represents Simcha. If somebody did send Shalach Manus to an Ovel, the Ovel may accept it. He doesn't have to return it. And the Ksav Sofer also says that the person who sent the Shalach Manus to the Ovel, not only, as we said, does the Ovel not have to return it, but the person who sent it was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shalach Manus. The Paiskim do discuss that you may send Shalach Manus. If somebody is an Ovel, you could send Shalach Manus to his wife and children, but it should be, I saw from Rabbi Yashiv, honest, that you do want to send Shalach Manus to this woman or to the children, and just that he's in the home. Also, many suggest, that the Rebbe Makil already discusses this, that if somebody sends Shalach Manus to a Rav, and the Rav is unfortunately an Ovel, one has to send Shalach Manus to a Rav. And I did even see an opinion that the parents, even though somebody's parents are Rachman Slan Avelim, you could send them Shalach Manus. Imu Ani, if the Avel is unfortunately poor, Mutal Shalach Loi Mas, or Shah Davashen Shal Simcha, you're allowed to send him money or other things that he needs to live. Vimein B'makum Hu Raka Avel Macher, if in this location there's only two people and one of them is an Avel, Chayiv L'Shalach Loi, then even though this person's an Ovel, we have to send him Shalach Manus because we want to fulfill the mitzvah, Kedei L'Kai Mitzvah Shalach Manus. V'din ha'oinen ayin le'el sim kufim alf sif kuf alf. Sif hei, ein lasis melacha b'parim, one should not do melacha work on Purim. U'misha isaba melacha, if somebody does do work on Purim, ein aroi ma'oisa melacha sim bracha l'olam, he will never have bracha from that. Included in that is one shouldn't do laundry, if Purim falls on Friday, the halach is one could cut his nails, and even if necessary, take a haircut. The Kriya halacha says that this is only during the day of Purim. The night of Purim, the night one may do malacha. Purim Mishulish in Yerushalayim, on Friday, where we read the Megillah, we don't do malacha. On Sunday, when they have the Suda, from the time of the Suda on, the minig is not to do malacha. Vaydeyev kechavim mutter, if one has a non-Jewish worker, they may do malacha on Purim. Umutter lasik b'prak mitya, one may do business, because the Taz says that that is something that brings enjoyment. And the Taz therefore also says that anything that could represent a real opportunity, a real financial opportunity, may be done on Purim. Stores that sell food may be open on Purim, again, because that's it's Tzarech Purim. There are those that say any other business, even if it's enjoyment, if you enjoy doing work, you should not do on Purim. You're allowed to write a letter, just a friendly letter. And similarly, his debts. Something that can be done easily. To write a dvar mitzvah, to write a megillah, a dvar Torah, a las a shah dvar mitzvah, to do a dvar mitzvah, may be done on Purim. The kenel tzarek Purim, but the las is a field malachas gemuras. For Purim purpose, we could even do malachas that are needed for Purim. Siftes, Yom Chamisha Asab Adar, the 15th day of Adar Nikra, it's Lenu Shushan Purim, we call it Shushan Purim. Enam by Tachnav, like Keller, Chapayim, Vilelam Natsayach. We don't say all these tefillas. Vasagamke behesper tanis. We may not say a hesper tanis on that day. The knowing about ktsas mishtav simcha. It's a day that we do some level of enjoyment. Avol enaimim alanisim. We don't say alanisim on Shushan Purim. Umetarim last by nesuim. We're allowed to make a wedding. Kivin shein karem b'es megillah. Since we don't read the Megillah, but that means on Purim itself, Avo v'yoyim shekarnas Megillah, on the Purim itself, Shaz Ikra Simcha, which is the main day of Purim, ain't oisim simcha, we shouldn't make a wedding, mishum de ain't ma'arvin simcha v'simcha, we shouldn't mingle the Simcha of Purim together with the Simcha of the wedding. Sudas Pinyaraben, Brismila, those types of Sudas may be done on Purim, because that's the day that the Pinyan Ben fell, the Bris Milah. So too, a Bar Mitzvah, the halach is you can make on Purim. And I saw that the Paiskim say, Rav Moshe Shtenbruch Shlita says, that not only can you make them on Purim, you could combine them together with the Sudas Purim. Sif Yud. Yoyim Abbas v'chamisha asum shah derishin. The 14th and 15th of Adar Rishon, gam ken ein amr bei lo tachnu lo kelar kapai vlam natzeach, vasurim behesped vetanis, and the minig is that if somebody's getting married on Yud Dalet Adar Rishon, which is Purim Katan, he doesn't fast. On Shushan Purim Katan, there are different customs. V'yoyim abba osar, marbis tzas besuda, and on Purim Katan, 14 days, in Adar Rishon, we have more of a Suda. There are those that even do this on Shushan Purim Katan as well. And as the Shulchan Aruch ends these halachas, v'toiv leiv mishta tamid, people should always be happy. We should always have the need and the desire and the ability to be happy and make sudas and rejoice, particularly in the Yeshua Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly bestows upon us.